Kath, warmest congratulations. It's fantastic to get the P for the first great grand final. It's a lot of work. It just hasn't been something overnight either.
No, it's it was a great to have an opportunity to referee first grade today, and it's something that, you know, I've worked hard on, you know, improving myself, improving my refereeing ability throughout the season, and also enjoying it as well, and that's exactly what I did today.
Yeah, and those women's tournaments in the sevens and the 15s have just helped you not only with your fitness but your confidence to be able to manage, you know, these sort of games.
Absolutely. Getting the opportunity to go away to tournaments, to Australian Women's Nationals 15s and also away to Country Week, being coached by referee coaches and being able to work on your game and improve each game you do.
I want to say warmest congratulations on getting the Central North Referee of the Year Award. It's a prestigious award because the clubs vote on it, and they can be a bit cantankerous towards the referees at the very, very least.
Yeah, that's right. But I, you know, I see the job as being someone who goes out there and basically allows the game to occur, and it's not about the referee as such, it's about the players, and I want them to go out there and put their best foot forward and play the best rugby they can each weekend, and so I hope I do that and facilitate that well, and that's just my goal.
Yeah. Have we got any more tournaments for this year, or are we going to pull up stumps and maybe look towards Darwin next year?
Well, no, it's all into, that's sort of the last of the 15s for the year, and so on to sevens. So I'm off to the Central Coast Sevens in October, so it's sort of looking at getting some sevens games, tournaments in before then, and Central Coast Sevens, and so summer sevens, bring it on.
Yeah. You're part of the development crew there with Walshy and Central North Rugby, with New South Wales Rugby. Have you seen not only with the men's but the women's winning the gold medal and seven-a-side rugby really sort of boom, and that's something the clubs really need to get on board and be part of?
I think so. It's a great sport. It's great for summer fitness, but it is also really, really good at honing those skills of catch pass, honing those skills at quickness of the breakdown, and a lot of clubs now are actually getting a sevens team together and doing the summer tournament. So it's a great opportunity to win some money and keep fit and polish those skills up for both girls and boys. With the development side, we've got some development days occurring in the coming weeks in this area, and actually across all of New South Wales, for players and also for young referees coming through the ranks. So really exciting stuff happening at that sevens game.
And finally, I have to ask this question. With all these big brutal blokes around you, do they swear at you at all, or you don't have to worry about sort of that vulgar language, and they're very respectful towards you?
They are they're such gentlemen out there. Although I did think that a prop was swearing at me today, but he was actually swearing at his second row, so which was pretty funny. But look, you know, I'm just a referee out there. I'm just the same. It's not the fact that I'm a girl or a guy, and you know, it's a game of high intensity, and there's lots of adrenaline, and that's just what it is. And so often I don't hear it. If it's horrible and you know, not very nice, that happens occasionally, but usually not. It's, you know, the guys are great and I really enjoy it, and they obviously enjoy it every weekend.
Yeah, well, thanks for your time, Kath, and you just endorsed that the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership is the classiest premiership, and we thank you for your time, and warmest congratulations on 2016.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.